With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Kootenai National Forest Wednesday signaled it's moving forward on a sprawling and controversial logging project. MTPR's Nick Mott reports.
The Forest Service says the roughly 100,000-acre Black Ram project would reduce wildfire risk in the wildland-urban interface near Troy, Montana, while encouraging fire's natural role in the ecosystem and restoring historic forest conditions. To do that, the agency proposes more than 1,000 acres of logging in old-growth forest and close to 2,000 acres of clearcuts. A document released by the Forest Service on Wednesday responded to and dismissed objections on the project. The Yaak Valley, where the project takes place, is home to part of a federally designated grizzly bear recovery zone. Critics say the project will compound existing pressure on the Bruins. Andrea Zaccardi is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity.
Essentially, the Forest Service has ignored the issues that we raised with the Black Ram project, including negative impacts to grizzly bears.
Zaccardi said her organization will be looking closely at the Forest Service's objection responses and considering litigation as a next step. The Forest Service hosted a virtual meeting last week to hear out objectors' concerns. Some supporters of the project said it should include more logging.
These forests, particularly the Kootenai, is very important to the forest products industry and to our survivability.
That's Tom Parton with the American Forest Resource Council. The project proposes about 4,000 acres for commercial timber harvest.
By treating only a little bit over 5% of the project area, we really felt that it's a missed opportunity for taking some more volume off of the landscape up there.
Environmental groups took particular issue with roads, a potential source of grizzly mortality. A lawsuit on a separate but nearby timber sale contributed in part to a months-long pause on Black Ram last year. Objectors also said the Forest Service should conduct a more rigorous environmental analysis. Rick Bass is board chair of the Yaak Valley Forest Council.
Forest Service has failed the land and the people, in our opinion, on this project.
In his objections response, regional forester Keith Lanham said the project meets all state and federal laws and the Kootenai National Forest Plan. He recommended the forest supervisor sign off as soon as possible. That's expected in the next few weeks. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.